Hey, Dog Pound. Happy Hump Day. Nathan Zagura here with the Browns huddle in Berea. Obviously, the quarterback position takes on an even bigger magnitude when you're talking about the Cleveland Browns. Hugh Jackson, the new head coach, saying that the team needs to get one, whether it's here, whether it's in the draft, whether it's in free agency. They've got to get that quarterback, and we all know the key to success in the National Football League is having a franchise quarterback, and with number two pick in this year's draft, the Browns certainly have an opportunity to get one. So what are they looking for in this quote-unquote franchise quarterback? Well, I'm talking to Chisholm O'Para, senior scout for the Cleveland Browns, and of course, head coach Hugh Jackson. These are some of the themes, and you can kind of get more detail and see interviews with them at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app in Andrew Gribble's article with a similar theme. What are you looking for in a quarterback when you're scouting? Well, number one, can they make the throws? Do they have the physical skills and traits required to play in the National Football League? The strong arm, the ability to make what they call NFL throws, the deep comeback, the out to the opposite sideline, work it down the field in the seam, throw it in the tight windows, be able to get over a linebacker, but down in front of the safety. Can they make the throws? The leadership factor, do they exude confidence? Do they exude that command that other players on the field look up to them and therefore they are able to enhance those players' own skills with their leadership? And then mental. Can they understand the plays and the information that they're being given now that they've come from that kind of college system, whether it's a spread system, whatever, now that they're in an NFL system? Can they absorb that information? And then can they utilize that to make quick decisions, both pre-snap in terms of assessing what a team's trying to do from them from a coverage standpoint, and then with the disguises, post-snap, immediately processing, okay, here's what they have, here's what I thought they had, here's what they actually do have, and then saying, well, if this is the case, I need to go to this receiver, and delivering the football on time and accurately. So their physical skills, their leadership skills, and then there's the intellectual stuff, the stuff that happens between the ears that's becoming more and more important in the National Football League for a quarterback. And those are the things that can be assessed in the meetings, in the whiteboard situations, and then seeing if they can take that learning to the field and apply it, because the ability to make quick decisions and process information is critical to being a quarterback. And then once you do that, you have to have the other piece of it, which is the ability to throw the football at all levels of the field accurately and on time. And if you do that, you've found yourself a guy who can lead, a guy who can process information, and a guy who can deliver the football. You found yourself that franchise quarterback. And that's certainly what the Browns hope they will do in the 2016 NFL draft, free agency, whatever it is, going forward. Finding that guy. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. We'll give you a little Super Bowl preview mañana here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.